So I'm going to call to order the July 13th meeting of the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee for the purpose of opening the submitted request for proposals for district treasurer for 1 year.
And then, and Stan Goldstein's here.
Oh, sorry.
Laurie Hadley.
Fran Parks. So we start with the technical, correct?
We go through it and evaluate the favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, unfavorable.
So I've never done this, so do we each do it individually, or?
Well, we go down the items on the resume, and do we have the list of things that...
Oh,
in the RFP, the things that, how they're addressed, and...
So why don't you read and I'll go get that.
Okay. The first thing we have to evaluate them on is treasury experience. And there are four categories. One is for firms, individuals with more than 10 years, which would make them highly advantageous. Advantageous would be 5 to 10 years. And then not advantageous, less than 5. And that's it. And I think they both meet the highly advantageous. Mike has 35 years, and Mr. Kinsheriff's as assistant treasurer goes back to, or as treasurer goes back to 97, which is more than 10 years. So I think we have to give them both the highly advantageous. Does anybody disagree?
No.
Okay. And the next category. Size of municipality served. Mr. Kinsheriff has towns of Braintree and Old Colony Regional, which I think are fairly good size. Mr. Daly has a huge list, and I have no idea how they compare in size, but I'd say they're both highly advantageous. Gosh, I can't keep the pages straight here. District experience. We know that Mr. Daly has had extensive district experience, and I do not see any. It seems to be all towns in Rogers. There is one school district. So I think his is Mr. Kinsheriff would be advantageous and Mr. Daly highly.
You agree?
Yes.
Office location. Their offices are in the same area.
Yeah.
So I guess
both sides.
A, because neither one of them are within the 15 miles.
Right.
Timeliness. We know that Mr. Daly is certainly timely with his reports. We don't have anything to base Mr. Kinship's on, but I assume if we had contacted the references that they would be also timely. So.
So what do we want to do in that category?
Well, I think we didn't contact the references because we just got the references. But I think we can give him the benefit of the doubt. Implementation plan.
So are we talking about highly advantageous for FAA and about for Eric?
That's on the matter of a timing basis. An implementation plan. Any comments from either of you on that one?
Well,
they both have indicated who the primaries will be on the account. They both have indicated who their backups are.
Right.
Yep.
They both understand, I believe, what we need.
FAA, I think, has a broader range of experience.
They certainly have.
Than Eric. Than the... Kinship. In that category, as far as implementation plan, if you interpret it, it seems like FAA has a broader experiential background to draw from.
Okay, so you would consider him to be highly advantageous, and what about Mr. Kinship? Advantageous. Do you agree with that?
I think so. If you on the first page of FAA.
Right, he has listed
and then on page 3 is Mr. Kinship's plan and implementation.
So are we adding some? Am I adding something that we shouldn't be added in this category as far as broad background?
I think if you read page 1 on FAA's and page 3 on Mr. Kinship's, I think that he has covered more. Mr. Daly has covered more.
More inclusive.
Yeah.
It is more inclusive, but if you look at the RFP, it's pretty much
repeating that. Yeah.
You have the RFP.
Yeah.
You look
and
at the RFP.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a copy
it
of
is.
That.
Yeah.
But I think I would have to say, if they're dealing with Mike over the past 6 months, I just have a great deal of respect for his the broad depth of knowledge he brings.
Yeah, Mr. Kinship has included some things that
are mostly just change over from one treasurer to the other.
Yeah. So I think Mr. Daly's is more complete. So I would say highly advantageous and advantageous, Mr. Kinship.
Okay, so we have highly advantageous for FAA and
advantageous
for Kinship.
Correct.
And I think at the end of the year, if Mr. Kinship wanted to resubmit, he'd probably win at that point. So... what one are we on now?
The plan of services.
Implementation plan of services.
And the next one is G, complete plan of services.
I think I must be missing something. Yeah. Okay, F and G.
Can I see the RFP on that for where we are for the we're on G now?
Yes.
From my point of view, I would rate FAA's plan of services more complete than St. Joe's.
So you would say highly advantageous and advantageous?
That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Fran? I agree.
I think I'd have to agree also.
Okay. GH. Well, we have CPAs in both, so I think they're both highly advantageous, certified municipal accountants. As an individual or a principal, the certified CEO. So I think they're both. Okay.
Don't they both have?
I think so. Yeah, I'm looking at fire
certification.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's it for the individual items.
Yeah.
They both have non-collusion tests. Okay, that's it, I guess.
That's the whole nine yards. Can I see the...
Yep.
So we have eight highly advantageous and one advantageous.
A number H, what did we find?
Highly advantageous for both
certified public accountants, and they both have the municipal treasurers.
Mm-hmm. And for H, Rye, same thing?
They're both highly advantageous. So I have daily with eight highly advantageous, Kinsher with five highly advantageous.
I would agree that FAA has more highly advantageous marks than.
And it's close. They're both, I think, qualified. So.
to do some addition here. Will you double check my gave us the weekly price? What was that price again on the 41,600. Or his price is $400. $800 per week, and Mike is $807.70. Awfully close.
Yeah, that's not a basis for making the decision one way or the other.
No.
I would consider that neutral.
Yeah.
As far as both of them being very close as far as dollars are concerned.
Yeah.
That being the case, I would say that FAA is somewhat more favorable as far as the ratings that we gave.
I think you're right.
I agree.
So, shall we vote? Go ahead. What were you going to say, Steve?
Well, let's follow procedure, and then I'll say what I need to say.
Okay. I make a motion that we engage FAA to provide Treasury services for the next current fiscal year.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Just for the record, we evaluated both proposals on the basis of the RFP, rating them between highly advantageous and not advantageous, and FAA came out with more advantageous more advantageous marks. And being that the dollar amount difference is negligible, FAA appears to be more favorable there. But I would ask the chair to open it up to to a public hearing at this point to see if anybody has any inputs.
I have no input.
Okay.
I gather that the RFP scoring is not weighted. Each item on the RFP.
Right, they get equal treatment.
All equal treatment.
So, I would tend to agree. I would, I think the balance, everything else being equal, is Mr. Daly's experience with fire districts, which apparently is
I'm not sure that's not something that can't be overcome, but he doesn't have to overcome anything. He's right into it. And I don't think it's that much different than towns or counties or even the state, but just on a different level.
Okay. Are we ready to take a vote? All those in favor of the motion to engage FAA for the fiscal year of July 1st, 2015, for fiscal year 16, from July 1st, 2015 to June 30th, 2016. Say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you.
I move we adjourn.
So moved.
Okay.
And I know Mr. Buffington. He's come into the library a few times. I've talked with him. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought it was interesting that both he and Rich Bienvenu were part of the firm that did our audits, and neither one are still there, apparently. Yeah, well, he's, yeah, but is Kinsher's not still with the same? Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, Daly, he was on the fence in the first place, and because of issues, personal issues, that's my understanding, and he's also on the fence because the original RFP stated it was a 3-year contract. It made it state like it was a ironclad contract. I believe that Fran put out an addendum to that that said that it was a 1-year contract.